This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here we go. Hour 4, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. And we're about to get Ralph Strangis on. My buddy just texted me. Now, my buddy, he's got 4 kids, 6 and under. Okay, so he one-upped you.
Oh, my gosh.
Cops just came to my house to do a welfare check because my nosy neighbors wrote an anonymous email to the neighborhood complaining about the kids screaming and saying they never have clothes on.
Oh, wow.
Apparently, one of the kids escaped and was down the block a couple of nights ago naked. Yeah. And it's quite a scene, I guess, when you round the corner coming into the neighborhood and there's a 4-year-old boy on the teeter-totter, buck naked.
Is that the last place you want to find yourself when your butt naked is on a teeter-totter?
That's probably up there. Yeah, that's awkward.
Sounds like it could end really poorly.
Yep. I smell a top 10 list coming, Walt Chuck.
Oh, I like it.
Top 10 worst places to find yourself while naked.
Well done. As Ralph Strangis joins us now here, you can get him on the web. He's got his Ralph cast. He's got his Ralph stack if you want to read him. Ralph Strangis joining in now. Hey, buddy.
Gavin, what's up, man?
Well, you tell me.
Well, just remember, it's always darkest before it goes completely black.
Try that one.
Yeah, well, you know, boy, what a year. It was, it's 3-1's tough. It's too tough, usually. You have to play 3 perfect games, and nobody can play 3 perfect games. It's why when Dallas was up 3-1 on Winnipeg, I was quite confident they were going to advance. Just because it's so hard, you know, you can't have a bad penalty. You can't have a bad period. You can't have, you know, Otter let 2 in 30 seconds. You can't, you know, there's just a million things, and they can survive those. They don't have to win tonight. They don't have to win in game 6. They can survive those and we can't. That's the biggest problem. And the other thing is from the eye test, right? It just looks like, to some degree, you know, is it wrong to say the Stars look like they've hit a wall? But they kind of look like they've hit a wall, doesn't it?
Yeah, I was wondering if you would agree that maybe they started playing like they ended the season the last 2 weeks, like they regressed back to that group.
Isn't it funny? Because I kind of wrote that today in Ralph's stack on Substack. People can subscribe. See that? That's good news and bad news, though, isn't it? Because 6 weeks ago, I was looking at this team. They'd lost 7 in a row. They go to the first round. They lose game 1 again. Now it's 8 in a row. They don't look like they have their game together at all. And you go, all right, what's going to happen here? Well, they get a bounce and they get an overtime win, and then they go down 2-1. Then they get a bounce and they get an overtime win, and now it's 2-2. And then they flip the switch. Like game 5, they flip the switch, starting with Mikko Rantanen. And he went on a tear. He had a 2-week tear that was maybe the best anybody had ever seen. In a 6-game span, he had 9 goals and 8 assists, right? In the Stanley Cup playoffs against 2 very good teams. But now he hasn't scored in 7 games. That list is getting longer and longer on guys who can't find the net. You know, it's almost a cruel joke, isn't it, that Jason Robertson has scored a goal in each of the last 2 games, but they're the only 2 goals the Stars have scored in the last 3 games. It's crazy. Like, but it goes like this sometimes, and it can just, you know, if they'd have got game 2, right, and Hyman's out, and, you know, okay, Ekholm's coming back, but it's going to take him a game or 2 to ramp up. We got a shot at this thing. That you'd have felt pretty good tonight about game 5 had they gotten game 4, the second game in Edmonton. You'd have felt pretty good about it, or even the second game here. Any way that it was 2-2, you'd have felt okay about. 3-1 is, you know, very, very, very tough. Now, they're not going to stop playing. You know, they signed up for 60, as Scott Van Pelt would say. They signed up for 60 tonight or more. But it's just, you know, and then you look at Edmonton too, right? Because people are always, we get sort of, well, it must be something we're doing, mm-hmm. right? Well, it's no, I mean, some of it is, but a lot of it is Edmonton's a really, really good team, a very well coached team. And you look at their game and they come out and they play that game every night, don't they? Right? Like, we're guessing as to what we're going to get. And at this time of year, that's a really bad thing to be doing, is guessing, how's my goalie going to play? How's the team going to look? And Edmonton's got it. And also, Florida's done. They're going to be extra motivated to try and do it tonight. Now, it doesn't mean they will, but, you know, but they've certainly got a lot of motivation for this one. And they want another shot at Florida. So it's gonna take absolutely everything Dallas has and more than that to even get through tonight.
Ralph, what are your thoughts on the captain, Jamie Benn, and how he's been playing right now, but also the possibility that tonight could be his last home game? The man who's been your captain since 2013, impending free agent, but just his legacy overall as a Dallas Star.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into that. I'm sure everybody's sort of been thinking about this for the last couple of years. You know, one of the things that happened, because I was there when Mike Modano got to the end, and we were kind of playing it like it was going to be the end of his career, but he always had in the back of his mind that maybe he was going to go play someplace else. And he did. He wound up in Detroit, right? And that didn't end very well for him. But the similarities here between these two guys, or the situations, are when you have somebody that's been around that long and you've got a young core pushing to take over, as the Stars do now, as we did back then. You know, we had players coming. We had Jamie Benn coming. We had Brendan Morrow kind of there, right? We had this new group that was ready to take over. But as long as Mike was in the room, it was hard to say anything when he was in there. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it was hard to sort of go over the top on Mike Modano. And it's the same way, I think, that the players would look at this going forward. And again, this isn't done yet, but you know, it's more likely that they won't get through this series than that they'll win it. So we can talk about this a little bit. I think that's a big part of it that people aren't really discussing right now, is the part where, as long as Ben's there, it's Ben's team. And do we want it to be Ben's team anymore? Are we ready now with some of these other young guys? And, you know, Mikko Rantanen's now here, and we've just invested a lot of money in Mikko Rantanen. And we got Wyatt there, and we got Roope there, and we got Robertson there. And, you know, how much of that group, you know, we got Miro there, you know, and now we've got Harley there. You know, these are cornerstone pieces, and you kind of want to let them take it now, probably. And if it's me, that's how I would be looking at it going forward, that it's probably time for the break to happen. Because of that, and not necessarily the fact that Ben's skills are diminishing and he hasn't made great contributions here in the last couple of years in the playoffs. In fact, it could be argued that, you know, he's been more of a problem than a help. And on the ice, the room stuff, whatever. If they're not winning on the ice, there's no, you know, then I'm less interested in people telling me how great the leadership in the room is, right? Because that's been what everybody's been falling back to. Well, he's so good in the room, Well, if he's so good in the room, why are they not playing well right now at all, right? And they really only had a 6 or 7 game stretch here in the playoffs where they looked like they were playing. So yeah, I would be fine saying we should examine closely whether or not we want to stay in the Jamie Benn business.
What do you say to the Stars fans that are hammering Pete DeBoer and want him out of here?
You know, I say the same thing I always say. Okay, then what? Now yeah. What do you want to do? Okay, yeah. You know what, Pete there? Who are you going to hire? You're going to hire another of the same guy. You know, it's about 8 of them. They're all the same guy. Okay, and sometimes they get over the hump and sometimes they don't get over the hump. You know, Bruce, Butch, Cassidy was able to get over the hump, you know, but he wasn't able to get over the hump for all those years. And you just kind of go round and round with this stuff. It's the same thing. I'm sure Carolina's having the same sort of conversations about Rod Brindamore today. You know, that, you know, on the one hand, boy, they always get there, but on the other hand, they don't get much further. Mm-hmm. So I think sometimes just sort of a new view, and that'll be evaluated on the inside, because again, you know, Jim Neal's a really sharp guy, and that whole hockey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Side is. They're going to look at it and say, all right, is Pete the guy for our next group? Let's assume I'm sort of onto something here that Ben is, you know, Ben's playing it out and we probably want to get out of the Jamie Benn business pretty soon. Okay, so what does that look like? Who is our captain? You know, and what kind of a leadership group do we want? And is Pete the right guy to coach this group going forward? You know, so, and listen, people, you know, I mean, 2 weeks ago, everybody would have written them an extension, right, Fran?
Yeah, yeah.
And now, you know, now it's the same. I did this with the Vikings last year, right? I mean, it was the Sam Darnold conversation. Before the last week of the regular season, everybody was sure the Vikings were going to have to extend Sam Darnold, right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, stuff happens and it just, and just stuff goes the other way. So, you know, I understand fans are a little bit angry right now and they have a right to be, but you know, I'll leave it to Jim Neal and those guys to try and figure that out. And maybe it is time to get a new voice in there. We'll see.
Hey, Ralph, walk us through the best possible first 8 minutes of this game for the Stars.
4-0 Dallas. I mean, I'd like to see a first goal here. They're not scoring first. And when you keep going to these wells, you know, where you drop a game one and then you don't score first. And then, you know, it does catch up to you. And it looks to me as if some of Dallas's stuff is catching up to them right now. Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're not scoring first. They're not getting elite goaltending in this round as they had in the first two rounds, at least for the bulk of the first two rounds. So I think if Jake can not allow a goal for 8 minutes and Dallas can score one or two, that's a very good start for the Dallas Stars. I think, you know, or even getting on a power play and scoring on the power play is another good start for the Dallas Stars. This is one of those games where, you know, you're really like the last game, they threw everything they had at them in the first period and punched themselves out or whatever. And then they didn't have enough to, you know, and if you don't score two or three, when you do that, you know, you're going to get pushed out probably. And that's what happened last time. So they got a really tough opponent tonight. Again, score first. Jake holds them to two or fewer. I like our chances. And I know that's very, you know, oh, duh. You know, oh, really? Really? Like if we score more than two goals and they don't, you're going to, yeah. But it's got to be like that. You know, Ottinger has to be the difference tonight. And he hasn't been yet in this series.
Talking with the great Ralph Schrandes here on 105.3 The Fan. I want to piggyback off that with Otter. This would be three straight years, and I know, hey, you're not in this series without Jake Ottinger, but Adin Hill outplaying him in the Vegas series, and then maybe two straight years with Skinner outplaying him in the conference final.
No, I agree with you. Like, I'm the guy that says, look, I love Jake, but ... And this happened last year. And the thing about this year was, which makes it worse, is the last round especially, and even the first round, when games got to the third period, in close games in the third period, Jake won them this year in both the first round and the second round, where he had trouble doing that in previous years. So this year when I was evaluating Jake after round one and round two, it was a lot easier to say, okay, he's kind of figured it out now. You know, and I spoke with Eddie Belfour on a couple of occasions. One time I had him on my podcast, and we were both kind of the same head, which is, it's coming. When's it going to be here? But it's not here yet. And then we thought, okay, maybe that was it, right? Maybe that was what we saw. And now you come into this series, and he's back up around four goals against and an .875 save percentage. It's not good enough. It's not nearly good enough when the other guy's doing that. And he can't throw a shutout. I don't know what it is. Ottinger just will not throw a playoff shutout. He's got three or four in four seasons. Eddie had 8 and 3. And even you look around, like Skinner fires him out there. When Bobrovsky needs a game, he'll throw a shutout. Like, it's just it just goes like this. And we don't see that from Jake. So I'm, you know, look, the organization's had kind of a strange history with goaltenders beyond Ed Belfour. You know, Marty Turco only won 3 playoff series. Yeah. And Kari Lehtinen, I don't know if he won 3. And we had a lot of money committed to both those guys, and fans loved at least Marty for sure. And you know, for a time they loved Kari too. But, you know, now we all keep kind of scratching our head every year going, all right, where is it? Where is it? And I don't see it this round from Jake. And, you know, he's got to run the table 3 straight games to get it back.
All right, who's the guy that steps up offensively for the Stars tonight, Ralph?
Well, I think maybe Miko's hurt. I don't know. Like, I watch him lose puck battles and, you know, kind of mishandle pucks and things like that. And that looks to me like maybe it's upper body or something. But he just doesn't quite look like the player that we saw. And even when he wasn't putting points up, we saw him engaged, winning pucks, you know, all of that stuff. So I don't know what's going on here. But they're going to have Miko contribute on some kind of a level. And the guy that I really want to see is Wyatt Johnston. I don't know who's hurt and who's not. But, you know, since he put Colorado's lights out in round 1, he has 1 goal in 10 games. You know, Roope Hintz has, I think, 1 goal in 11 since he scored 2 in game 6 against Colorado. And, again, he was hurt a couple of times. You know, these guys have to count. You're paying these guys a lot of money to score goals, and they're not scoring goals. Jason Robertson, okay, fine. He's on one leg, and we're getting what we can. You know, but it's not Ben and Sink. And even Matt Duchene, like, Duchene has 1 goal in the spring? That can't happen. Look at Marchman. He had 11 in 58 games, which is about 1 goal every 5 games. He's got 1 in 17. Everybody just went flat. So, on the one hand, I don't care who it is. Somebody's got to score. But on the other hand, the guys you're paying to be your goal scorers, Johnston, Robertson, Hintz, Miko Rantanen, you know, those guys have, even Duchene, you know, Duchene scores 30 a year. And that's his average the last 4 years. And he's only got 1, like, those guys have to score. That's who has to score.
Do you buy the lack of toughness criticism on going to the net and being physical?
Yeah, maybe a little bit, but not, you know, not overly so. I mean, there's 2 things can be your tough guy, right? You can have tough guys, and or your power play can be your tough guy. They take a penalty, burn them with the power play. And so Dallas got away with that for the first 2 rounds. You took a penalty on Dallas, it was in the net. I mean, they were pushing 40% coming into, right? Like, it was nuts. But now they can't find their power play. So now Edmonton's going, well, they're not going to score on the power play. We'll keep roughing them up, right? And you know you're not going to get help from the NHL officials. You know you're not going to get help from Toronto. You know, you're at a time in, you know, in the playoffs where, you know, their view is, oh, who cares? Who cares? Especially if it's non-North American skill, let them get slashed. We don't care. They're not tough enough, and their power play took a dump. So that's it. They've got no, they've got nothing that scares anybody in terms of telling them not to be tough anymore. Because if your power play doesn't score, then the other team will say, well, let's whack them up a little bit here. So, you know, and they got, you know, they got to believe Dallas has gotten their licks in though. You know,
yeah.
I mean, Brown's gone. You know, that was a pretty good shot.
Yeah.
And something, some sort of grazing blow, and Hyman's out.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Dallas has gotten, they've hit the target a couple of times, right? If you're looking at it that way. So, you know, yeah, maybe we've been pushed around a little bit, but 2 of their guys are out because we've pushed back. So,
I love it. Fire Insights, as always, the Ralph Stack. You can read him. You can watch his hockey TV show, The Ralph Cast, on YouTube.
We
love you, Ralph, and best of luck tonight.
Too. I hope we can talk again. I hope this isn't it.
Yes, sir.
Do it, Ralph.
I'll drink to that.
Okay,
cheers.
Guys.
There
I'll
he goes.
See you Monday.
Ralph Stranges. Yes, talk to you Monday here on 105.3 The Fan. That would be great if we can extend this series out. That'd be game 7,
game 7.
Game 6 Thursday, game 7.
on Monday. I'm confident. It didn't sound like Ralph's that confident for tonight, but we got to run. G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 5:30, and we're back to hit the express win, get everything started with you here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.